Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. To begin, are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
I am.
Thank you very much. And politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
A what state?
A southern state.
Southern?
Yes. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
It's conservative.
But do you feel it's a southern state?
Southern?
Yes.
Spell that for me.
S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N.
It is definitely a southern state.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Yes.
Yes, oppose or yes, support?
For it.
Support, thank you. Now, a school choice and gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you would support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I would support it, yes.
Thank you. Now, recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina patients to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Oppose.
Thank you. And currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
You cut out on me. I did not hear the whole thing.
I'm sorry. Let me restart. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Yes.
Yes, support or yes, oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Undecided on that.
Undecided. Right now, where would you lean with what you know?
I don't know. I'd have
more
research.
Likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. Thank you. Now, do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profit over people or not?
Yes.
Yes. And do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Knowingly, yes.
It should?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate the state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This usually is a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
Needs to be changed.
Thank you. Now for something different. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer to ID and identification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Should be.
Thank you. And do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
No.
They should not. Thank you.
Right.
Now for something different now. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Have no effect.
Thank you. Now, many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
Getting true justice.
Thank you very much. Now, what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts on has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little to no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
They increase.
They increase. And do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
Yes.
They should. And if parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Read that one again.
Yes. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
They should intervene.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So once again, thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.